Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome.
I see skies of
the Paul Parent Garden Club.
And clouds
of white. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And the sun is out. It's looking like it's going to be a pretty good day compared to what we've had lately. And even in general, it's a pretty good day looking at the forecast this morning. And I was beginning to wonder who really made Mother Nature upset. Because I was going to have a conversation with whoever that was, because the amount of rain, wow, that's just, I mean, it's great for our plants, etc., but for our bodies and everything else, for us in general, whoo, starting to take a toll. So it's definitely good to see some sun out there this morning. Although yesterday afternoon, we got some sun. It was interesting. You know, we had our normal Saturday routine, soccer in the morning, got home, got things, kind of settled down, and then going to work outside, and, well, I saw the weather, and I was like, all right, I have, like, 15 minutes before it's going to downpour. So I got out and mowed as much as I could, and as quickly as I could, and then the crack of thunder and the sight of lightning and just absolute downpour. And I was like, well, that was fun. Thinking that was going to, keep going. But then a couple hours after that, just bam, sun, beautiful out. Looking like we're going to continue that today. Possibly even till tomorrow. Starting to get that feel of like actual, end of spring into summer. We're not far away. We're pretty close to a week away from summer here. And we were still starting to feel almost like winter. I mean, our plants have no idea what day it is. I mean, it just is amazing to see what has been going on with weather, etc. Because it's all over the place. There is no rhyme or reason, and our plants are kind of just like, guys, can one of you figure this out? It's just, it's crazy. Anyways, we could sit here and talk about weather all day because of how just off the charts it has been. We come to listen to things about gardening, obviously. So we'll be here 4 hours, like normal, to talk and discuss as much as possible as we can. Our gardens are, they're definitely looking for this sunshine, looking for the change in weather, right? Because our plants are, like I said, trying to figure out what time of year it is. I was actually talking with somebody at work just a couple days ago, and she has a maple in the yard that has an entire branch turning its fall color already, because the plant is just doesn't know what's going on. There's probably some other things going on as well, but the fact of the matter is it's just this weather has really affected our plants in really every way. So something to keep an eye on as the season goes on, you know, making sure we don't have our plants stressed out too much, right? What can we do about those things? You know, there's nothing extreme other than some of the fertilization that we should have already done at this point. If we haven't, the weather's been cool enough that you still can fertilize your shrubs and trees, right? There's definitely time. That's one of the benefits of the weather being how it has been, because we haven't hit some heat where the plants slow down their uptake, or where they, you know, we could affect them a little bit differently. The plants are still cool and ready for, you know, summer to happen. That technically, you know, we're technically not there, but man, it feels so far off just watching what's been going on weather-wise, right? So, you know, our plants still have time to have that fertilizer, like a holly tone, like a plant tone, tree tone, all of the tones, right? You know, 10-10-10 still. You know, we're finally getting to that warm feeling in the next couple weeks here, just looking at the long-term forecast. But, you know, there's still time if you haven't fertilized. You know, it's definitely worth it. Our plants are going to most likely continue to be stressed out from just the way the season has been so far, right? It just, our plants, again, just don't know what's going on. They don't know right from wrong, up from down, that type of thing. And so it's our way to help them, right? It's our way to take care of those plants. So definitely keep your plants in mind. You know, keep watering. I know it sounds weird after the amount of rain that we had, but continue to water throughout the season this year. I just want you to think about it, because this season, I feel, is pivotal for some of your shrubs and trees. We had a really, really bad drought last year. We all know that. But if that continues to trend that way for our plants this year, where we have another season of issues, some of our bigger trees and shrubs, more established, might have some issues. So that's why I want you to fertilize if you haven't. It's definitely worth it for the season to help your plants continue to, you know, get through that stressful time frame. Because that's really what we're trying to do, is just help them get through this time frame. Now, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're just getting started for the day. Gonna be a beautiful day. I mean, it's the opposite of what we've been having. So get out there, enjoy the garden, go to a garden center, right? Haven't really been able to go to a garden center on a weekend just because of the amount of rain, to walk around, enjoy the plants, see what's flowering now, see what's just looking good, right? Because that's part of it. Just being able to get outside and enjoy, your time. So definitely get to a garden center, enjoy the color, everything, right? Because it's definitely a great time of the season. So, As we move on now, our gardens, our veggie gardens, are starting to really get there, right? We want to continue to be fertilizing and getting ready for those warm periods of the season so that the production level of our plants continues to thrive, right? One of the things that happens when, you know, it gets warm, gets those types of things, you might actually, our plants will stress out. So we definitely want to watch them and look at helping them keep going by fertilizing, right? You know, liquid fertilizers, mixed fertilizers, wettable powders, all the styles. And when I say wettable powder, those are the little, they look like little, small little granules that you mix in water. It's like a Miracle-Gro, right? Or a Peters, one of those. So we continue to do that as the season grows so that our plants can be ready for what is upon them with the stressful season ahead. We're going to take a break here. Any questions, call us at 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram Watering Tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonaid Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonaid Rose RX Drench is a multi-purpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. Dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we actually have a couple calls on the line, so I want to get right into it. So, Nathan, who's up first today?
Pat's in New Hampshire.
Pat, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, I've called you in a few times about my lawn situation, and I've tried to do everything, but pretty much the grass hasn't come up, and now it looks like I've got little baby crabgrasses coming in most of the bare spots. And I'm wondering whether... Well, Natural Alternative told me to try seeding again in August, that maybe the ground just hasn't been warm enough. But I'm wondering, in the meantime, there's so much crabgrass that's coming in, it's on the bare spots, that even hand weeding it's going to be beyond me. But I'm wondering if I could, I don't know, pour boiling water on those spots, wait for it to cool down, and then maybe, I thought maybe one section of lawn I could try seeding again and watch that this summer and do all the things. I don't know what to do.
Because
we were trying to, you know, grow enough grass so the crabgrass wouldn't have a lot of room to come in. But
yeah, completely understandable. A couple things. It's not too late, in my opinion, to put grass seed down. Right?
Okay.
It's. I think you definitely have some time to do it. I think... temperature wise, we've had cool temperatures, so it's not like it's been, ideal, right, for growing.
Yeah.
So I really think you're okay, if you wanted to at this point in time. You know, it's one of those things where what I would look at doing, would be to, that area use some sort of crabgrass control to kill the crabgrass that's coming on, any of the weeds that are there as well. There's multiple products out there that you could use. You could use like a total kill, or you could use just a weed beater, which would only kill the weeds itself, right, versus killing any good grass that's there. Now, I'm not sure if there is any good grass there, but let's assume there is, because it's one of those things where even though it doesn't look that great, some of it might be decent grass, and let's try to keep it while we can, right? So, that being said, I would use something like a Weed Beater Plus or a Weed Beater Ultra. Either one of those will work fine, and what you're going to do is you'll end up spraying, and then in about 2 weeks or so, right, you'll be able to reseed. And at that point, I mean, the temperature, just looking at the 10-14-day forecast, is kind of not as much rain, but temperatures in the 70s. We haven't gotten into the point where it's just super, super hot. And as long as you don't have a water ban and that you can keep watering, I think you're going to be okay. That's one of the things that I find is you know, if you can, you definitely can continue to put grass seed down. Because that's exactly what I would do, is try to fill it in throughout the season. Because if you sit there and you say, all right, I'll clean it up right now, and then I'm going to wait until the end of the year, more weeds are going to fill in, right? Yeah. So, you know, I'd definitely be looking to kill something, like kill the weeds with something. And, you know, 2 to 3 weeks, putting grass seed down. As long as you can water and add something to the soil so that it keeps, you know, helps germinate the grass seed, I think you're going to be okay.
I'm going to try to focus on the bare spots where the crabgrass is coming in and not overseed again.
Yep.
Okay.
That's what I would do at this point. Try to clean up those areas.
Yeah.
So long term, there's less to worry about and continue to clean it up, honestly.
Okay.
All right.
Could I ask another question?
Yeah, just I want you to hang tight. Hang tight to the other side of the break. And then we'll answer those questions. Everybody else, phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
USA News Update.
The ridiculous and baseless indictment of me by the Biden administration's weaponized Department of Injustice will go down as among the most horrific abuses of power in the history of our country. Many people have said that. Democrats have even said it.
Former President Trump hitting the stage in Columbus, Georgia and Greensboro, North Carolina Saturday for his first public comments since the 37-count indictment unsealed. Trump and his new team of attorneys expected in court this week in Florida. More now from Brad Siegel.
Donald Trump expected in Miami federal court Tuesday to face the 37 charges brought forth by the Justice Department. The indictment accuses the former president of putting national security at risk by mishandling classified documents, including sensitive military information and nuclear program secrets. Trump denies the charges. I'm Brad Siegel.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paladi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Pat. She had another question or so we wanted to bring her back so we can try and answer those questions.
Hi,
Pat,
thank you.
What was the next question you had?
Well, I like to grow some vegetables of different varieties. And
yep.
Typically, do a good job planting, mixing lots of good soil and compost, doing the fish emulsion feeding. But I haven't traditionally bothered feeding them again, and I've enjoyed pretty good yields, I assume, from the really good soil. But based on what you're saying about the stress the plants are under, I'm thinking this might be the year I need to feed more consistently.
Yeah.
And how often does every vegetable need a different feeding schedule? Can I just use the fish emulsion, or should I be using plant tone? And how often?
Yeah, so I personally would use the fish emulsion that you're using. You're probably using the Neptune's Harvest.
Yeah, I use that up, and I have another one, but yeah.
Yeah, that right there is a good mix for all vegetables, so it's not like you'd have to say, all right, for this type of tomato, I want to use this fertilizer. It wouldn't have to do that, right?
Okay.
So any of the fish emulsion would be good. It's a low boost of fertilizer. A lot of them are, I think it's like a 4-3-2 or a 6-3-2 or something like that. There's not a lot to it, which is perfectly fine. That's what we want during the season. Mm-hmm. What we're really just trying to do is give them something so that throughout the stressful year, they have something to fall back on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's not something that you're going to have to do, all the time. A lot of people will actually use a fish emulsion every 2 weeks. But, as you said, you have some pretty good soil there. And so, you could be doing it once a month. Any little bit is going to help get it a stronger plant. I'm just concerned just the way last year happened. It kind of basically removed a lot of the nutrients from the soil because of the drought. So what had happened, obviously the ground kind of, I almost said froze, but it's not the term I'm looking for. Basically kind of just like the soil aspect shrunk. And because the moisture and everything kind of just went deeper because a lot of that moisture was trying to be pulled up where with the drought was so bad, the moisture was so far down, our soil started to shrink almost. It almost looked like it cracked, those types of things. And so the nutrients kind of went with it. And so my fear for everyone is that some of those nutrients that we've relied on, as we've relied on in the past here, aren't going to be there as they have been in the past. So just adding some sort of fertilizer to it is going to just help benefit and keep it stronger, because I'm afraid as well that we're going to go from these cold temperatures, the rainy, crazy, all over the place to 80s and 90s very quickly, and that'll just stress the plant out. So I would definitely be using like a fish emulsion. I really, really would be.
Okay, how much would you? I fill up a gallon and I put in a tablespoon and or two. Well, it's one tablespoon and then.
Now, are you going to use the Neptune's Harvest or?
Well, I just used that bottle up, and I have another that's like that, that's a fish emulsion.
Okay. So, if you're using it on the veggie garden, you're going to use 1 ounce per gallon of water, about?
Yeah. Yes.
Right? So, I do the same thing. I mean, you know already with all this that you got to make sure you use all of it so that the smell doesn't stick in the bucket that you're using, obviously. So, but that's about what you're using for veggies. You can use it for flowers, containers, fruit trees, all those things. So it would depend on what you're using it for. But the biggest one is going to be, the veggies, and that's where you would use 1 ounce per gallon of water.
I guess what I mean is I know how to use it when I'm planting, but I've never used it when the plants are in the ground. So how much of that mixture does each plant get?
Gotcha. So, I completely get it. Honestly, there's no rhyme or reason to some of these things. So it's not, and they're not on a bottle, they're not on the back of the bag, anything like that. So what I would typically do is I would water the garden first, because it would slow down the absorption rate of the fertilizer that you're putting down. So you're not wasting any of the fertilizer, right?
Okay.
So making sure that the garden is saturated first, right? You want to water it, that soil so that it's saturated enough that when you put this this water down, it's going to slowly seep into the root system versus just go right through. Okay.
Okay.
And now, depending upon what you have, that a lot of people that I've always thought of as like a 5 gallon bucket when you use the fish emulsion, and you're not putting like a specific amount. It's probably, you take the bucket, kind of pour it over it a little bit, one, two, 3 seconds here. Maybe it's like 2 or 3 cups of the water, maybe a little bit more on each plant.
Yeah.
It's diluted, and it's a low enough fertilizer that if you were to put, too much, it's not going to burn the plant, right? Because it is... just the fish and seaweed from Neptune's Harvest is actually a 2-3-1, which is minimal. So it's not going to burn anything if you put too much.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. and the last bit is tomatoes. I know you got to get them watered, but then at some point you're supposed to reduce the watering so the plants don't crack. The fruit doesn't crack.
Yeah, so that is the case, right? The thing is you need to find it's sometimes at this point in time there's not like a said time frame because of the fact that we just don't know where the you know, if we're going to have a drought, something along those lines. So I would continue to water at this point, but it's not like a date specific. It's usually closer to when it gets really the extreme temperatures of warmer weather. You know, we want to continue to water at that point, but a little bit less because we want our plants to slow down. The other thing that happens sometimes why a tomato can crack is if they don't have enough water in an extended period of time, then they get a lot of water, they absorb it and try to grow, and that can cause that to happen.
Okay.
So it's more of when we get some of those really warm days as well, our tomato plants actually slow down. When the temperatures get above 85 on with tomatoes, they actually basically revert to like a slow period. They just stop. Some of them won't even turn red at that point because it's too hot. And so at that point, you want to continue the water, but slow, you know, everything else just kind of comes to the realization maybe it's not time to push a fertilizer, especially when it's really hot. That would be the time to stick away from it because we're not trying to push growth. We're trying to allow the plant to almost, it pretty much goes like dormant, I'd say. It's not 100% dormant, but what it's doing is it's slowing itself down. It's protecting itself from the heat. And that's why you don't see when it gets that hot, the tomatoes will actually stay green for longer. So that's what I'd worry a little bit more about. I wouldn't worry about like them cracking because of too much water. I don't think we can give them too much water in essence.
Oh, all right.
Alrighty.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Perfect.
Wish me luck.
Well, yeah, definitely. Good luck.
Okay.
Hope you have a great rest of your day.
And you as well. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Do you have another call on the line? So, Nathan, who's up next?
Jill's in Haverhill.
Jill, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
So, I have a question about, I bought a lemon tree last summer, and it's a Meyer lemon, and it came in, you know, like a little 8-inch pot, and it said not to repot it for like 3 years, so I left it in the pot. It was doing this funky thing. I had it in the sun outside all summer where the leaves would droop and then they'd perk up, and I was kind of playing around with the watering. You know, was I doing too much, not enough? Long story short, I ended up bringing it in the fall, had flowers all over it. I got like 6 little lemons, but they dropped off one by one. So I kept, you know, it was in the house all winter. I go to bring it out, you know, a few weeks ago, flowers all over it. And everything is falling off and there's no lemons. It's just, and I have like only about 18 leaves left on the tree.
Yeah, it's, so I want to say, you know, being outside the past few weeks with the, you know, for a plant like that, it's all over the place because of what, you know, Mother Nature has done with the weather. Because we've had days where it's just cooler than normal. It's been too cold some nights. The rainy weather hasn't helped, to do all of those things. Take a look at the container itself, right? Mm-hmm. You said it's an 8-inch pot, so it's probably not a huge tree, I would assume, right?
Yeah, it's only about, I don't know, maybe 18 inches.
Okay. So it is something that you could basically put your hand over the pot and then kind of flip it over so we could look at the root system, right?
Yeah. Yep.
So I would definitely take a look in there and see a couple things. One, how is the soil structure? Is it, you know, is there good mix to it, or is it not a lot because there's tons of roots wrapping?
I just pulled it out like as you're talking.
Yep.
And I can see the roots coming out of the bottom of it.
Okay.
Out of the bottom of the pot. Like, I can't pull it out of the pot, you know, with those two hands, but.
Understand. So here's what I want to do. I have to hit a break here. There's a little bit I want. There's more to this that I want to discuss with you so we can get you on the right track. So hang tight with me, okay?
Okay.
All right. Everybody else, the phone number is 855-660-4261.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com.
MilitaryMD.com immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Jill in regards to a Meyer lemon tree. So, as we were talking right before the break, you know, you tried to pull the plant out of the pot and had a hard time.
Right.
So, it has me thinking a couple things here. One, I definitely think you should repot it. I'm looking at, you know, going from an 8-inch to a 10-inch pot. I'm not talking going from like an 8 to like a, you know, 15 or 20. You know what I mean?
Yep.
We don't want to go too extreme. It could affect the plant itself. What I also see as part of the issue here is because there are a lot of roots and it's hard to get out of the base of the pot, what's happening is water is getting kind of stuck in there, some of that excess water, because water, when we're watering a plant like that, it doesn't always, you know, all go to the plant itself, right? There are times where it's got to dissipate, etc., but it can't run through because there's such an extensive root system. So what I think is happening is also causing root rot, right? Where the roots are just in too much water. And it's probably, and I'd say I can almost guarantee this, it's not something you've done. It has a lot to do with the amount of rain and how heavy the rain has been at sometimes.
Yeah.
And just downpours outside. So I think that has a lot to do with it. So I'd look for you to get a nice light potting mix to add to the, you know, to when you do pot it. I want you, as you take it out of the plant, the planter, right? You might need to, you might actually, is it a plastic pot still or is it ceramic?
It is. Plastic.
Okay. So
to save a lot of the root system that's kind of stuck on the bottom there, you mm-hmm. might need to cut the plastic out to cut around some of those bigger roots, because I don't want okay. you to rip out any. I do want yep. you to kind of loosen it when you repot it, because we want those roots to kind of spread out. Because what I really feel is happening is just too much water sitting in there. They're sitting on the root system, sitting on the roots, not draining very well. And then what's causing the plant to lose its leaves is because it's just oversaturated. Doesn't know what time of year it is, etc. So that is, I would say, probably one of the main reasons why it's losing a lot of their leaves.
Yeah.
Right? Unless you're seeing some sort of pest or disease on it, which I doubt you are.
No,
and the reason why I say that, yeah, and the reason why I say that too is just that the temperatures haven't been warm enough after rain, etc., to, you know, kind of be susceptible for insects to really be coming around. There's not as many pests. There are some, yeah. but not as much, right? So I think that's why I would say that. But I'd really like to see you repot this plant and loosen up the soil, a lighter soil, so that it can actually drain really well. Do you have a saucer on the bottom of the plant?
I don't, because it's outside.
Yep.
But inside I did.
Okay. One of the things I would do for outside too is, even though it's probably on, you know, maybe it's on a patio or something, I would still get a saucer. Because what it's going to do is, sometimes when it's on the ground, it doesn't necessarily leak, the water doesn't leak out as easily, right? With the saucer there, it's going to allow some of that water just to go through, and it will actually, the roots will take that water from the saucer that it goes through and then absorb it that way as well when you do okay. water it.
Yeah.
If we have some heavy downpours again, like we've been having, I'd want you to, you know, take that, empty the saucer out, because it can cause the roots to sit in water. But I think it has a lot to do with so much rain outdoors, causing some root rot, which is causing the leaves to drop because the plant is going through shock. So I would look at also fertilizing it, just a light fertilization, nothing major. You could use like a fish emulsion, like a Neptune's Harvest fish and seaweed, just to give it something back, right? Because it's so stressed out, we want to make it, you know, kind of get better. So repot it, watch the moisture on it, put a saucer under it, under outside, and you should be okay. All right?
Okay, just one more thing on this.
I'm going to hit a break. The music didn't start, but we will be back in a few.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.